This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 29 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your florist of the weird. All reports and facts are 100% genuine and true. Let's see now if we can find a special bunch of flowers that will complement your home for this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
Police have been criticized in Holland after officers halted a funeral procession to carry out breathalyzer tests. The mourners had just left the church in Enschede and were on their way to a cemetery in Oslo. The hearse and the four following cars were allowed to drive on, but 10 cars driven by family and friends were pulled over and many arrived too late to attend the burial. I find it very strange that people taking part in funeral processions were pulled over to be breathalyzed, said the council member Jurgen van Hoot. The police could have waited until after the funeral. The police have declined to comment. A 10-year-old Devon girl has hatched two chicks from eggs bought at her local supermarket. Jessica Sampson, age 10, put two of the organic eggs in an incubator that the family had used to hatch geese and hens on their farm. A month later, she watched the two yellow chicks, which she had named Splish and Splosh, appear, reports The Sun. Jessica said, "I wanted to see what would happen, and my mom said it might work. And it did! They are the cutest ducks ever." Her mom, who paid £1.95 for the half dozen eggs, said, "We ate four of them, but Jessica wanted to save the last two to see what might happen." To everyone's amazement, it worked. Calls are growing in Poland for a ban on men in skirts because drunken Scottish flashers have been upsetting the locals. Agnieszka Gaspar, age 23, from Krakow, said, "You can't go around the corner without seeing a Scot showing off what he has under his kilt. I saw one lying in the gutter the other day with his kilt around his waist. He was drunk and it was freezing cold. I'm surprised he did not get frostbite." Authorities in major towns like Warsaw and Krakow have already complained about the drunken British tourists often coming for stag parties. But now they say the kilted Scots have added an extra dimension. In the city of Wrocław, officials are exploring a kilt ban after being horrified by groups of drunk Scottish men who lifted their kilts to strangers. Local police who have borne the brunt of the complaint say a kilt ban would not be possible, but have promised to crack down on the partying Scots and make sure that they keep their kilts down at all times. A Wrocław City Council spokesman said, "So far, the police have told us that there can be no ban on people wearing kilts in our town, as it is an accepted form of dress and there is nothing offensive about it. However, we are still looking into the matter as we have had a number of complaints from people who were confronted by drunks lifting their kilts and exposing themselves, and we feel that this is not the kind of behavior our city wants to see. Why would we want to see what a Scotsman wears under his kilt?" A Romanian man has handed over his wife to a creditor as payment for his past debts. Emil Ancu from Tisu Now gave his wife Daniela to a 72-year-old Joseph Josian Lostri when he turned up on his doorstep to collect a £1,800 debt, or roughly about $3,600. Ancu said, "I had no money to pay the debt, and when I told Lostri, he said he would take my wife instead. I was scared of what he would do, and so I signed a document saying Daniela would live with him. But Daniela says that the deal has proved better for her. Before, I had to clean the house and look after our three children on my own, while Emil did absolutely nothing. But now I'm treated like a guest and hardly have to raise a finger."
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances continue with Nationally Sexually Transmitted Diseases Month, National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, National Youth Sports Safety Month, Pharmacist War on Diabetes Month. Your weekly observances include, through the 14th, it's National Garden Week. Through the 15th, it's Egg Salad Week, National Women's Nutrition Week, Pan American Week. Your daily calendar of events are, on the 12th, it's Licorice Day, Mule Days, and Walk on the Wild Side Day. On the 13th, it's Blame Someone Else Day, International Plant Appreciation Day, and Thomas Jefferson Day. On the 14th, it's Pan American Day, and Tangible Karma Day. On the 15th, it's Take a Wild Guess Day, That Sucks Day, Equal Pay Day, and Husband Appreciation Day. On the 16th, it's the Boston Marathon and International Moment of Laughter Day. On the 17th, it's Income Tax Pay Day, Blah 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 Day, Ellis Island Family History Day, Ford Mustang Day, National Stress Awareness Day, and National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Bizarro Facts!
Kiwi birds are blind. They hunt solely by smell. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to put tomatoes in clam chowder. A bolt of lightning contains enough energy to toast 160,000 pieces of bread. Unfortunately, the bolt only takes 1/10,000th of a second, so turning the bread over might prove a bit difficult. Table tennis balls have been known to travel off the paddle at speed up to 105 miles per hour. In English pubs, ale is ordered by pints and quarts. So in old-time England, when customers got unruly, the bartender would yell at them, "Mind their own pints and quarts and settle down." It's where we got the phrase, "Mind your P's and Q's." Every rainbow is unique. Each rainbow is formed from light hitting your eye at a very precise angle. Someone standing next to you will see the light coming from a slightly different angle. Therefore, they will see a different rainbow. The maximum speed that raindrops can fall is around 18 miles per hour, depending, of course, on their size. The pupils of goat's eyes are rectangular. Gold leaf is pure gold, but you can cover large areas with it very cheaply because it is so thin. Gold leaf is less than 0.00008 millimeters thick, which is only about 300 atoms thick. Tree crickets are called the poor man's thermometer because temperature directly affects their rate of activity. Count the number of chirps a cricket makes in 15 seconds, then add the number 37. The sum will be very close to the outside temperature in Fahrenheit. If every star in the Milky Way was a grain of salt, they would fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Many years ago in England, pub frequenters had a whistle baked into the rim handle of their ceramic cups. When they needed a refill, they'd use the whistle to get some service. "Wet your whistle" is the phrase that inspired this practice. If 10 kilograms of matter spontaneously turned into energy, there would be enough energy to power a 100-watt light bulb for 300 million years. In Texas, it's illegal to sell either one of your eyes. In Scotland, a new game was invented. It was entitled Gentlemen Only, Ladies Forbidden, and thus the word golf entered into the English language. Your fingernail has the same ingredients as fly poop.
And that's going to wrap up episode 29 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We hope you'll come back and check us out next week. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.